Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. Spring is upon us. Those of us with green thumbs can't wait to stir up the soil and plant the seeds of what we hope will be a bountiful harvest. Most of us may not live on the farm anymore, but that doesn't stop us from cultivating even the smallest patch of land. In fact, 43 million American households have food gardens. Nearly 9 out of every 10 of those gardeners raise tomatoes. Almost half plant cucumbers and sweet peppers, along with a smattering of carrots, beans, onions, and peas. Unfortunately, lots of annoying critters also like our fruits and vegetables, which of course raises the question of what can we do to thwart them. In this week's episode, we explore what scientists are doing to create better, safer pesticides, and what they're learning about a few natural alternatives. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about why researchers seeking new pesticides are taking a second look at Mother Nature, how a bit of spring cleaning could slash pesticide use in your home, and finally, how an enhanced insect birth control technique could reduce the need for pesticides. Scientists on the prowl for new pesticides are rediscovering an important ally in their quest, Mother Nature. According to an analysis by researchers in Mississippi, more than 2 out of every 3 new pesticide active ingredients approved in recent years have roots in natural substances produced in plants or animals. The article appears in the Journal of Natural Products, a monthly ACS publication. Charles L. Cantrell and colleagues point out that many scientists have scrutinized the impact of substances produced by living plants, animals, and other organisms on the production of pesticides. However, no analysis has ever looked at the impact of natural products and natural product-based pesticides in fostering new active ingredients in pesticides on the U.S. market. Cantrell's team sought to fill that information gap. To do it, they analyzed data for a 13-year period beginning in 1997. They concluded that more natural products were registered as new active ingredients for conventional pesticides and biopesticides than any other type of ingredient. In fact, when biological ingredients and natural products recreated in labs were included, nearly 70% of all new active ingredients registered during the study's time frame had natural origins. Neatness counts. It's a lesson most of us learned in grade school as we struggled to stay within the lines during our writing lessons. Now, scientists in Boston studying household pesticide contamination say it's an adage we should all embrace. In their latest research, Chen-Sheng Lu and colleagues emphasize the need for less reliance on pesticides and more emphasis on tidiness, blocking cracks where insects can enter and other integrated pest management measures. Their study appears in Environmental Science and Technology, a semi-monthly ACS journal. The researchers cite previous studies showing that urban, low-income, multifamily public housing dwellings are prone to severe pest infestation problems. For instance, families in Boston public housing developments rank pest infestation, pesticide use, and pest allergies second only to crime as matters of concern. Integrated pest management focuses on eliminating the cause of pest infestations by minimizing access to food, water, hiding places, and sealing the cracks and other openings in walls to prevent entry of pests. In an effort to encourage this approach, which reduces reliance on traditional pesticides, Liu's team studied exposure to 19 pesticides among children in 20 families in Boston's public housing. They found pesticides in all of the homes, along with indications, such as sighting of live pests or pest debris, that traditional pesticides were not effective. The scientists concluded that awareness and use of alternative pest management programs should be emphasized. Our final story this week begins nearly 60 years ago on a Caribbean island. In 1954, Curaçao was infested with screwworms, an obnoxious and destructive creature that is the only insect known to consume the living flesh of warm-blooded animals. As it happened, the 170-square-mile island off the coast of Venezuela became a perfect testing ground for scientists trying out an unusual but promising pest control technique. Instead of using pesticides, they released millions of radiation-sterilized insects on the island. The scientists hoped these insects would mate, but not produce offspring. In theory, the experiment would lead to the eradication of screwworms on Curaçao. It worked! Since then, the sterile insect technique, or SIT, has been used worldwide to control insect infestations. Now scientists in England say they found a way to broaden the use of this mainstay biological pest control method, which avoids the health, environmental, and pest resistance concerns of traditional insecticides. Their report appears in ACS Synthetic Biology, a monthly ACS publication. Luke Alfie and colleagues explain that the Lepidoptera, a large family of insects with a caterpillar stage, cause widespread crop damage worldwide. Farmers usually battle these pests with traditional insecticides. Few use the SIT method despite its many advantages. Alfie's team focused on eliminating major drawbacks that discourage wider use of sterilized insects. One of these difficulties is producing male-only sterile insects without the use of radiation, which reduces their ability to compete with wild males for mates. To overcome this problem, Alfie's team developed a synthetic genetic system that produces vigorous adult males with lethal information encoded in their sex determination genes. The males mate, and all the female offspring die, thus reducing the pest population. The researchers developed the lethal genetic sexing system in two pests. One was the pink bollworm, which damages cotton crops. The other was the diamondback moth, which attacks broccoli, cabbage, and other cruciferous vegetable crops. Alfie says the approach could be used on other pests as well. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Packs. To access this week's Press Pack, March 13, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.